in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You are now listening to Messy Matt Radio.
I just love hearing her little voice.
I do too. What's up, everybody? What's going down? What's going down? What's going down in the town? You guys, we miss you guys so much.
It's been a minute.
It's been a long minute. Life happens, and just know this is our season finale episode to season one. We coming back harder than a month on the next season.
Right. It's going to be so juicy.
Juicy like this chicken I'm preparing.
Yeah, it's sizzling like a mug. It's sizzling, y'all. It sounds so delicious and peaceful, though.
ASMR.
Right. Y'all know how I love food, boy. Mm. And that sound is just in there like,
Yes. So thank you guys for all the support and all the feedback, all the listens that we got on episodes 1 through 13, which was our first season. We appreciate all the feedback, all the people that participated, and just look forward to the next season because we coming harder than we came this season. You know, we don't got to switch up how we sound. You know what I'm saying? We pretty legit with it now. So
yeah, speaking of sound, if y'all hear some heavy breathing, my nose is clogged up. Don't mind me.
She always sick, y'all. She always damn sick.
It's the kids, man.
It's because she be having them titties out.
I do not be having my titties
they
out,
had
y'all.
Them out last night. They was looking like
Instagram.
Nice.
I don't usually do that. I usually have my stomach out now.
Okay.
Crop top. Titties sitting pretty in my crop top. Going in nonstop. Okay.
So, yes, you guys, we are so excited about this show. This show got to go out with a bang because we haven't talked to you guys in a while. But like we said, life happens. Fuck it.
Right. Life
happens. Two tears in the bucket. You know what I'm saying? We back and we ready.
Shit, I've been kicking it. I don't know about two tears in the bucket.
Yeah, like I said, two tears in a bucket. Fuck it. It's a saying. She has been kicking it, though.
Yes.
Catch mess at a free before 11 near you. She be slaying, though. So don't come for my friend.
I only go to free before 11's out of town, baby.
Y'all should see how she holding this mic. Like she about to sing. The ring is blinding me. But yes, you guys, let's get into it. Girlfriend.
Listen, he announced
girlfriend,
what?
Girlfriend. That's that Scorpio shit.
Tell you, what did he announce?
The Millennium Tour 2020, starring
Amari Allen Bow Wow.
Yes. Not B2K.
No.
Not B2K.
And he did it on Fizz's birthday.
Ooh. My gift to you. Ain't it the holiday season?
Telling you, he's in the gift of giving.
Yes, he is.
And then, did you see the memes? It was the meme where they replaced that girl with Fizz, and it was like, he was like, I was supposed to be on tour, and he said, no. I said, watch the kids, they yours. And it had Omarion face just looking like the cat, like,
Yeah, you be unbothered about situations like that. But we've been talking about them on this whole season.
Yeah.
So it's only right that they in the season finale because I predicted this shit. Yeah. I said by the end of the show, and of course, if you really, like, know reality TV, you would know this and don't be like, nah, I thought that. Please don't be stupid, y'all. Don't be dumb.
Please don't.
But I don't understand why nobody thought Omarion was going to get back at him. I knew it was going to be in such a clever way.
Please, because that's the way you hurt them pockets.
Took all his money away. He like, you going to pay for this house, nigga.
Right.
But not off of me. This house you just moved
in. And guess what? He don't even got to sing songs that B2K made. Guess what? Because he got his own music without B2K.
Because I really want to work this out because I'm tired of fighting. He said, man, the ultimate get back.
The get back.
Well, his mama had warned him. His mama knew it when she had the first baby.
It's just crazy to me because I just want to know what in a nigga right mind with all the women in this world. You gonna get with your bandmate's ex-fiance slash child's mother. Does it make any sense to you?
It makes none. It's some fuck nigga shit.
Yeah, like.
Period.
I just don't know. I mean, I know people only got one life to live, but like, seriously, what was you thinking? And then on top of that, like in my mind, I think April just doing it to hurt Omarion, and it's not, he's unbothered. I really think she's only talking to him and doing all that thinking she's getting some get back. You know what I mean? Like, and the whole time she's.
She been plotting on him for the longest.
Yep. She know what the fuck she doing.
Mm-hmm.
She gonna end up probably pregnant soon by Fizz too. Double strap the bag. Even though the real bag was who she was with, she should have just tried to work on her fucking relationship if that's the case. But, oh, he left her.
Yeah, and I just feel like all the people during that season who kept coming out the woodworks helping her to bash her situation and wasn't in her fucking situation need to shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of here. Period. Like, you got one of Omarion's ex-best friends coming on here crying with you and shit. Like, what type of fuck nigga shit you on? The fuck is wrong with him? With the high top hair looking like an aloe vera plant head ass. Just hilarious was on there. I wonder how she feels about that appearance she made because it was...
I thought she already said that she felt like a fool. Something. Maybe not a fool, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, like, that wasn't called for. Like, her presence was not called for in that situation.
It was just being messy.
It really wasn't.
They paid her to be messy.
We'll see if she's on any other season. Then we'll know for sure.
Right.
But that Millennium Tour, though. You know who I'm going to see besides Omarion.
Who?
Big Draco. My nigga getting out. Getting out soon and very soon. That's who I'm trying to see. Big Draco is what really pulled me in. And I didn't go to the last one, so catch me.
I want to see Lloyd.
Of course. Did he grow his hair back?
I don't know. It was somebody else, Sammy. Sammy's on there.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them songs, rain down on me.
That's SWV.
No, he got a version.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes.
It looked like he was about to lick the mic.
Girl, have you heard it?
Send it to me.
I'm a fuck.
I have a couple of his songs, but I don't be download albums. That's my problem. Unless I really, really like you, I won't download your whole CD. I'll just download the songs I like. So maybe I should change that.
You should.
Because that's when you find the cookers. That's exactly when you find
that's
them.
Him now. That's him now. On his page, I follow him.
Well, I want to see Soulja Boy for sure. That's who I know I'm going to be the littest off of. I need to get my outfit together. It's definitely going back to the times.
If they come somewhere close, I'm there.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to come here.
I don't think they're going to come here because they wasn't going to come here the last time. You know I'm ready to see Pretty Ricky, right?
Girl, I'm ready to see Pretty Ricky, too.
I'm trying to get pulled up on the stage.
Better have some songs back in that day, boy. You be doing some bad shit to him.
Mm-hmm. At a young age. Good shit.
At a young age. Because I was in college doing some things to their music.
That was your R. Kelly back then?
No. Genuine was my R. Kelly.
Genuine. She shout you out, Genuine. Genuine fine. That's right. What I call him.
He's still fine. Girl.
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
They said he did terrible at the concert. Unfortunately, I was not there on time to see him. I did hear him. I didn't see, like, if he couldn't perform.
So did he sound
He sounded cool to me.
Kay Michelle can sing.
She can. She's proving that to me now.
Because I was at the Soul Train Awards and I heard her blowing in person.
I saw that performance on, you know, on the internet. And Kay Michelle, you know, I've always said,
listen, she
I didn't think you could sing, Kay. But you really touched my soul, and that performance was beautiful.
Amen.
You really proved me wrong. Like, I don't know if you've gotten, you know, practice on your craft. And if you have, you sound beautiful. Like, you have the voice of an angel.
I already told you she sounded beautiful years ago.
I couldn't hear it before.
Well, girl, and I was there live. I was just like, you know what?
It was in tune with me. It really touched me. Like, girl, every note was perfect. It wasn't screaming. It wasn't hollering.
Imagine being in live audience.
Oh, my God.
Look at me just in the live audience.
My nigga mess was like...
Girl, I was kind of acting like a groupie when Wale and Jeremiah got on stage and sang my damn song. They sang my song. I was in the middle of a conversation with my husband, and I heard that song came on. I just walked off and walked right on the floor out there. And he was like, what the fuck, yo, Missy? What is you doing? I was like, shit, this my shit. We been on a tragedy for months. Shit. And that was funny because nobody probably noticed, but he messed up doing his performance. Wale did. He stumbled over some words and just picked right back up. People probably didn't even catch it at home.
Mm-hmm.
But he did.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I loved it.
So what were some of your favorite performances at the Soul Train Awards? Let's have a quick story time. Tell us about your experience at the Soul Train Awards, girl.
Well, I found out about it like a week before. They was like, yeah, Soul Train gonna be down there. I think you can just buy tickets like a concert. Well, I got online, come to find out you can't. You had to like send a picture and submit yourself as a seat filler. Well, first of all, I overslept because the night before I got drunk as hell at Club Dre's. Okay, I'm just throwing it out there. So we didn't wake up to almost 11 and we had to be there at 12. Well, I needed to go find me some flats. So we had to rush somewhere, go get some flats, come back, rush home, get dressed, just to rush there, right? But how about we fucking rush there and it was thousands of people in line already. And when I say thousands, I mean thousands. I mean, we stood in line for 3 motherfucking hours.
3 motherfucking hours? Damn.
3 motherfucking hours. That's why I'm glad I had to go get them flats, because the night before, a nigga feet was hurting so bad that I felt like I was walking on glass. You know what I'm saying?
Tell them the romantic story.
Okay, now I'm backtracking, because the night before we went to Dre's and seen 2 Chainz live, actually seen Neo in that place too, and Scrappy and Bambi. Like, it was just, it was lit. So we was kicking it for like from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. So I had on heels, and on the way out, I'm like, you know, my feet hurt so bad. I told him, I was like, I'm about to bust out crying. It feel like I'm walking on glass, like I'm walking on nails. So he took off his shoes and let me put on his. You know, like, and carry mine and stuff, because we wear the same size shoe. And it was just something special for me because he was walking around with his socks on, people staring at us. He like, yo, fuck these people. And I'm just happy because his shoes was comfortable as fuck. For real. So, but yeah, Soul Train Awards. So we end up being in line and they gave random people like seat filler bracelets because me and Eddie and his cousin that we ran into at the Soul Train Awards that just happened to move out there last year, we just ran into her on the whim. We didn't even, you know, she didn't even know we was in town. So we all had seat filler things, but they also gave us our own ticket. So we had our own seats, but we was low key on the ground floor where all the like celebrities walk past for a cool minute, for about an hour and 30 minutes. Then we moved and got up and started walking around. And when we got up and walked around, that's when we seen K. Michelle up close, like right there. We seen Ray J and Princess. And speaking of Ray J and Princess, so I know y'all done heard all the vlogs and shit going on. How about me, motherfucking Melissa? I'm going to just say Melissa was in the presence of this here argument that happened. Like, literally, me and my husband walked by.
Run it.
We walked by, and I see him. He's carrying the little baby Melody. You know, he walking out, Princess, she pregnant. They dressed, you know what I'm saying? And he's going off. I mean, he talking about next time when I fucking come to the BET Awards. Like, you know, and I'm like, me and Eddie moving real fast. I'm like, yo, Ray back there going off on somebody. He complaining about something. So we leave. Literally, we get to the house, and not the house, the hotel. And literally, like, maybe 2 hours later, I'm searching the internet, and she's on there talking about he left them in Vegas. 24 hours later, she's saying, you know, basically, a man have a whole wife at home that's pregnant with a kid and still picking an argument to go hang with strippers and other things of that sort. And I was just actually there to visually see that he was going off. But the thing is, from the outsider looking in, when I seen it, I thought he was cussing at the production staff and shit. I didn't think he was talking to her. Come to find out, he was. I was like, damn, I seen the T live and in action. I was like, that nigga over there talking some shit.
Shout out to Mess for being our Messy Mac radio correspondent live on the scene.
I'm telling you, listen, Yolanda Adams, her performance was like one of my favorites. She,
She really go back to singing secular music?
What?
I heard she's...
She was singing gospel music there.
I know, but someone has spoken to me and told me that she's...
Oh, no.
Dabbing back in the secular.
She sung gospel music when I was there. Her voice is very powerful. I was just very honored, even though I had to step and stand up for 3 fucking hours to do it. And then, peep this, after standing up in a long ass line, we go in there, they got food. And I mean, like, chili cheese nachos, chili cheese fucking sausage sandwiches, and chili cheese burrito type shit. Like, you know, just some high fat shit and some water. So we paid like $6 for a Powerade and like $8 for the fucking burrito just to get to the door. And they like, no food is involved in here. So I'm like, so, you know, they didn't tell us that when we got in the fucking line, though. Nobody said, you know, y'all ain't going to be able to take that in there, so don't buy it. Because, you know, me, I don't eat that much no more. Like, I really be, you know, not doing that shit. So I couldn't eat no whole fucking burrito. So you telling me I just got to throw half my shit away. Because I didn't have nowhere to put it. And then they thought I was going to throw my motherfucking Powerade away. I bet you this. I bet you I lifted up them here titties and put it in my fucking bra. Sure did. And guess what? I had my motherfucking Powerade in there. I didn't get the burrito, though. I had to throw that one away. It was mediocre when you tasted it anyway. It tasted like, you know, some regular ass chili and cheese filled in a tortilla. It wasn't nothing special, you know.
Sounds like you had a good time at the Soul Train Awards.
We did.
Was K. Michelle pretty in person?
She actually looked exactly the same. So I think she was pretty in person. She looked the same as she do on TV. Nothing different. That's just like Ray and Princess look the same. Sky looks the same. I seen her and her man.
And didn't say 2 words to
her. Girl, she was like so close I could touch her. But as soon as like I stepped up, because you know I get nervous and shit, I stepped up. And I got nervous. And then the lady that the security was like, do you need help? And I'm like, yeah. And just started talking to her. And by the time we got outside, they was, of course, gone. Eddie was like, that was your chance. You should have got your picture. You know you love her. And I just was like, I choked up, man. Fuck, choked up, man.
But you anyway, always choke up.
Anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about power, I guess.
Who shot Ghost?
I think it was that motherfucker Sax. He got the most Sax. Hate for Ghost he to do. Me.
He been hating on my nigga James since episode three.
I don't even know why, though. Like, I ain't never seen nobody, like, really have a hard on where you ready to fake crimes on this man. Like, don't get me wrong. Ghost, I can see why people don't like him because I'm not really a fan of his character, but I feel like Sax don't really have no reason to want to plot no murders on this man.
None. Like, he's plotting all type of shit, planting shit.
That's how he lost his job. He losing his whole fucking life.
He ain't even a part of the damn force no more. He's still doing a part of the force ass shit.
And see, that's why he gonna go to prison.
They should have killed him. They should have killed him.
Listen, what I think is, listen to me. I think that Sax tried to did shoot Ghost, and then Tommy gonna go in there and catch this fool, and he gonna smoke him, because y'all already know how Tommy get down. He gonna smoke that nigga Sax, and I don't know. I think, you know, everybody is just gonna kind of arrive there at the same time. When Tasha get there, she gonna notice that, you know, she really love this nigga because he about to die, but he probably ain't gonna die. You know.
My nigga ain't never gonna die. Legends never die.
You know what I'm saying? So
they never fucking die. They just multiply.
Listen, Yitty. I just thought it was too funny when Tyreek was like, you said you would take the fall. You said you would take it, basically. And he was like, son, I think you should turn yourself in. I'm like, oh, bitch ass nigga. Ain't never been a man of his word.
Oh, my gosh.
Nigga ain't never been a man of his word. You want your son to turn himself in to these motherfuckers.
But look at the type of shit his son... Exactly.
Why would a fucking daddy want his son who killed a cop?
Killed the cop?
But why would he want his son to take the fall and say he killed the cop? Talk about, you could say, you know, you killed your sister's killer and you was temporarily like crazy. No, motherfucker, you just want to be a senator. The motherfucker always did it for himself.
Yeah. Let's go down James St. Patrick's political run here.
I don't even know how he's gotten to where he came to.
I don't know how the fuck he end up being.
Like, what the fuck, nigga? You 50, you really like, you really
said, I'm gonna have a fucking dad. Ghost gonna be fucking president.
Yeah. Like, 50 really, you know, and you know, we fuck with 50 over there.
He got a wild imagination.
Listen, wild imagination. You know, he just took this nigga from, like, street thug to right to the motherfucking White House, nigga. I don't fuck with Ghost like that, though. He's selfish. He do everything for himself. He make it seem like it's for his family, but how you gonna fucking tell your fucking kid to turn they self in, man? How you gonna tell your fucking son to turn himself in, man, on killing a cop, dog? Like, I mean, I just feel like, especially when you said you was gonna do the rap, but now that you got this little googly-eyed dumb bitch on your tail... This bitch looks so lost in the sauce, man.
I hate this bitch lips. She just like, fucking crusty.
I was like, she gonna be a crackhead by the end of the season,
she
man.
You
gonna fuck her over. Yep. She gonna do her grimy bitch. Gonna be sniffing cocaine on low. She thought her first husband did her fucked up.
You think Ghost gonna make her be strung out?
Man, Ghost ain't shit. He fucked everybody's life up he didn't encounter.
That ain't true.
Even his motherfucking son.
I'm still team Ghost, but I'm team Tommy for sure. I'm team everybody except
fuck with everybody on this show. Tasha, I don't fuck with Tasha no more.
Mm-mm.
She killed her home girl. That you lose points for that. I don't give a fuck. That was off. That was wrong. That was foul. Even though I knew she was gonna die, I just didn't think she would do it, man.
I thought she was just gonna beat her ass. And
gonna shoot the bitch in the head. Really? Knowing she got a whole son, you done been around this bitch. This is your friend. It's like, damn, you know, and it's showing in real life that your friends, the motherfuckers closest to you, might be the motherfucker to kill you. So he telling a story there because, you know, in our society these days, motherfuckers don't be having no loyalty. It's hard to find that. So when you find that loyalty, you need to grasp it and keep it and be loyal as well. Because I'm telling you, people crazy, man. This bitch shot her best friend in the head, bro. Now, I knew she was going to shoot her as soon as he was like, she was like, what about Kim? And the way Tasha looked, what the fuck his name? Is his name Kim? You know what the fuck I'm saying. What about Cash? Okay, yeah. And the glare in Tasha, I was like, bitch, what about Tyreek, bitch? You about to snitch. And she shot her. I knew then, as soon as this bitch said, what about Cash? She clicked like, what about my son, bitch? You didn't sign them papers. You a snitch, basically. But she ain't had to do it dirty like that.
You signed?
Yeah. But as you see, she was running away, though.
Keisha would have killed Tasha if she would have got the gun.
I think she was going to just threaten Tasha.
I think she already thinks she with the shit because she shot the nigga that broke in.
I don't think
in.
She was going to shot Tasha.
She would have shot Tasha.
I think what...
She
would have
shot Tasha.
She would have shot Tasha. I don't think she would have shot her. I think she would have been like, no, get the fuck out, Tasha. And Tasha would have came out of her back pocket with a gun or something or a knife or a shank because she a vicious little bitch. You gotta be when you're married to a ruthless, selfish motherfucker. And she snitched where the body is. How she know where that nigga body was all of a sudden?
Yeah, how did she fucking know that?
Because she probably killed him. He probably didn't want to fuck with her no more. He probably said he couldn't be her representation no more. That's what I thought.
How the fuck she do that shit?
I don't know, because how she know he was in that car on that floor?
She knew exactly where it was.
All of a sudden.
Because she never, Ghost never, that's crazy.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Tasha, you killed Terry and you trying to pin it on my nigga Ghost?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm starting to think. I think he was like, you know, I can't be your representation.
He did choke
no
that
more.
Nigga out, though.
He did, but that didn't kill him, though. He just choked him out. He didn't do him like he did that one nigga, though, where he slits his neck with that wire.
Yeah, because the phone was in the car.
Yeah, she set that up. He ain't better leave his phone in the car. Ghost ain't leaving no motherfucking phone in no car. Telling you, so. Yeah, but we going to see. I think Sax shot him. I think Tommy's going to shoot Sax. 50 might flip this, and it might not be what we thought, but, you know, everybody probably thinking what we thinking, unless you not thinking what we thinking.
And if you ain't thinking what we thinking, just know we know you thinking of it, and you just fucking scared to say it.
Clearly. Obviously.
Ghost is not dead.
Or maybe he fucking is.
Maybe he ain't.
I doubt he did.
I think I'm still.
He done gone and got himself killed.
I'm still rooting for us to keep power going, man.
Keep power going.
Keep power going.
Keep power going.
Keep power going, man.
Curtis Jackson, keep it going.
What if this Tyreek shit is a flop?
What if he really a little bitch ass nigga?
He already is that.
What if he really like ain't about nothing for real? Like if he's scared in the face of adversity?
We already know that he's a wankster.
Said you a wankster because you never pop nothing.
I mean, but he did kill a cop. Like
he did. He did kill a cop. That was about his sister, though. You know, you ain't got to. You can still be a little bitch and kill for your friends and family that you love when somebody fuck you. Oh, his sister got killed.
R.P. to Raina, man. She trying to come back as a ghost, too.
All of them coming back and goes, that nigga going crazy. That's what it is. He fucking going crazy, man.
Who the next motherfucker you gonna see?
It's gonna
be bumpy.
Yeah.
No, that's
Empire. Yeah, but this nigga, he done seen 50. He done seen Raina. He done seen that dumbass cop. District attorney.
He gonna see Sean.
Right, that's who next. So he's gonna be like, I enjoy fucking your wife.
Sean or somebody he killed.
He didn't kill Sean. Kane didn't kill Sean.
He didn't. Well, he didn't kill Raina either, but Raina got killed because of him.
All of them got killed because of him.
Holly didn't.
Holly was a bitch. She deserved it. Okay, I'm on bullshit. Don't listen to me, y'all. She did. I'm on fucking bullshit. Look, she said she did.
And it cracks me up how big Power is, because it literally is something that everybody watches.
Mm-hmm. And if they ain't watching it, they start watching it because of the hype.
You the one that got me on Power. You gave me the DVD of the first season. And that's when I had that fucked up DVD player. I was like, ooh, I'm glad it's all on one CD.
I'm dead.
I just watched it because I couldn't I couldn't do nothing but put it in and push play.
Right. He was on bullshit the first season. Like, come on now. Soon as he started messing with that bitch, I was like, I don't like him.
But Ramona, them lips. James, is everything all right? James.
She and her eyes is what get me. Like, she look like a googly-eyed school kid. Like, she just madly in love already. She looks so fucking stupid and naive to me. And she really gonna look stupid and naive when he fuck.
He gonna fuck.
He gonna fuck. All right, he gonna fuck with it.
James, what are we doing?
We're fucking.
Tonight. And he kills me because he always want to rub on bitches' faces. You don't do that to Tasha?
Yeah, rub your wife's face, bitch.
Oh, shit. He want to move hair out of bitches' faces and shit. Tasha got hair in her face.
Pussy.
James, you're everyone's favorite.
Oh, no, he's not.
Everybody loved to hate you. You're the most hated character.
He's still not the favorite now for me. He your fave.
Everybody's my fave on there. I like all their characters, even though some of them is bitch-ass people.
I like the whole
But I like how they all mess.
But it's some people I don't like.
Who don't you like?
I never liked the bitch that got killed.
Angela. Never once liked her.
At all, from day one.
Basically, everybody that's gone had to go.
I didn't like her. I don't like that one nigga that worked for Tommy. You know, with the big lips, the crazy one. I don't like that nigga Dre. And that's it. Besides Ghost. I liked Dre at first, though. He was cool. I'm ready to eat. I know y'all heard that oven in the background.
Don't want her. Mind I'm just doing me. What I do what I can when I can do it.
If this was a ASMR, we could eat really close with the microphone and just be like.
They actually get paid so much money to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should have an ASMR episode next season for the ASMR addicts.
Yep.
Satisfy that.
We're going to be like, this is just AMSR.
Look, satisfy that weird addiction.
And then we could just do ignorant shit just with AMSR. You could just be like.
She's shaking a cup that's clearly empty.
Okay, I'm done.
But shout out to me not having any alcohol anymore. I'm sober, Minnie.
Yay. That is a big accomplishment. It's all
sober, right. Baby.
Especially if it's going to be a lifelong thing.
Yeah, it is. I'm making that decision to go ahead and stop drinking alcohol.
Go ahead.
Because I'm naturally fucking lit, period. I don't need alcohol to make me kick it. I actually like communicating with people when they're under the influence and I'm totally sober. So, you know, no one can be like, oh, you was drunk. I wasn't.
But you was.
You know, motherfucker. But no, it's cool. Like, I feel better, you know. I'm not. What the fuck is the hangover? I don't know what that is. But anybody that knows me know they don't have to, you know, I'm going to still be the same. In and out.
I didn't drink for a little bit. I ain't drink or smoke for about 3 years.
That's an accomplishment as well.
You know. But now I do. You know, I'm going to get back
smoke,
there, though.
I drink. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't.
So I'm going to just stop again, you know.
She can do it.
I'm going to just stop again. I don't know when, but when I do, I'm going to do it, all right?
When she do, she going to do it. And I'm glad she hasn't pressured me to have any drinks.
Oh, no. You didn't ever pressure me. I mean, every once in a while, you might try to pass it to me. But
that's just
know.
Out of nature. You know, that smoking with you for over 10 years, it's kind of hard to be like, okay, it's hard.
I don't feel peer pressure. I feel hungry, though.
What are you talking about right now?
Yes.
What do you smell?
I smell an exquisite, delightful smell. That's what I smell.
I'll take that any day. Yeah, so Messy Mac Couture is coming in the beginning of 2020. We about to hit y'all ass with some heat. Everything designer that's on me. For real, though. So, y'all get ready for that. We are in the stage of picking out our winter collection. And if you want to get fly, come say hi. Drop by.
Yeah, if you want to get down with Death Row Records.
Mm-hmm. If you want a fur and shit, some Cuban link chains, come over to Messy Mac Couture.
In conjunction with Russell Red.
And Jelly Roll Entertainment.
I'm on bullshit, y'all. But for real, though, for real, winter 2020.
Winter 2020.
Been 15 years since a nigga graduated.
Ooh.
In 2020.
Damn.
Damn.
I know, right?
Sit your ass down.
I'm telling you. Sit my old ass down.
Sit down. And now we're going to go ahead and wrap up our season one finale. Thank you guys for listening to us, for always supporting us, and just fucking with us, period. We appreciate everything, all the love, all the shares. Don't forget to download us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, download, stream, share, and we will see you guys for season two. You motherfuckers better get ready.
You are now listening to Messy Mac Radio.